This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Those of you that are going to listen to Gun Owners News Hour later on this week, this may sound vaguely familiar. That's because it bears repeating. You see, I haven't seen a whole lot about a breakdown of what actually happened in Kenosha, the timeline, all this other stuff. Some people have got it, some people haven't. Now, this essentially was sort of infighting, if you will. And this infighting left one critically wounded, two dead. After a small band of men carrying rifles and wearing symbols affiliated with the Libertarian Party found themselves the target of a violent mob. And this was a multiracial libertarian group, and they were initially supportive of the BLM rioters. They themselves immersed into the crowd, clenched fists in the air, saying, as long as you mess with the government, not with each other, we are with you. No lives can matter until black lives matter. They had their porcupine, the Libertarian Party porcupine symbol emblazoned on the shirt. They then proceeded to march down the road, and they decided to stop and muster. That's actually what the action would be called. They decided to muster up at a gas station, a boarded up gas station. And they just sort of hung out there, milled about, you know, as the protesters marched by. And they stayed there the whole time as the protesters marched by. And the crowd got bigger as the night wore on. And the crowd got more confident and more aggressive. And a band of rioters went into the gas station parking lot to harass the armed libertarians, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Enraged because these armed people were there to keep them from looting and vandalizing as they pleased. One white rioter walked right up to the armed men and proceeded to taunt them, calling them all kinds of stuff. And the situation continued to escalate. And all that stuff that guy was saying, you should do this, you should do that, you know, the taunter. Well, they got some of that. The libertarians, because they were all in one big little cluster there. That's the problem with people that don't understand infantry movement, is they don't understand being in a big cluster just makes them all in one spot. They tried to back away. They tried to give the ground to appease the crowd. And they eventually left. They fled, and they became separated when they did. Now, the guy who was taunting the group was the guy who ran after Kyle Rittenhouse, shirt tied around his face, and he was in pursuit of Kyle Rittenhouse. And while Kyle Rittenhouse is trying to run away, he hears a shot. He stops to try to assess what's going on. His weapon's at the ground. He slows to a stop, turns around just in time to see his assailant, whose arms are raised mid-tackle. He raises his weapon and fires four shots, dropping his assailant with a shot to the head. He circles the car before coming back to the downed assailant. He hears three more shots. Rittenhouse checked on his assailant's condition and pulls out his phone. He called the cops. A small crowd began to converge on his location, prompting him to run again. As he's running towards the police barricade, because he was running now to try to give himself up, they weren't coming after him then. They were all accusing each other of having shot their comrade. That shot, by the way, to the head turned out to be fatal. As he ran towards the police blockade, his weapon was aimed down, slung. It was hanging by its sling. It wasn't slung, but it was, you know. As he's going down the street to give himself up, the rioters are chasing him, hitting him in the head, yelling, "Get him." And Rittenhouse gets knocked to the ground. He manages to get his weapon up and sit up just in time to fire twice at a man in a mid-air attempt to kick his head, missing both shots. Of course, that did put the kicker, off. He ran off. Then a second assailant slammed a skateboard into his head and attempted to steal the gun, his weapon. He shot him once in the midsection. That shot also turned out to be fatal. He shot him because he was raising the skateboard a second time. Third assailant, a kid named Gage Grosskreutz, or something like that, Grosskreutz. He comes up armed with a handgun. He pretends to surrender by throwing his hands up, but then he tries to steal the weapon, and he sort of levels the gun at young Mr. Rittenhouse's head. Mr. Rittenhouse blows his bicep off of his body, and he turns around and decides to demand medical attention. Then the mob scatters, and there's other shots heard that we don't actually see where that's coming from. And Rittenhouse once again stands up, grabs his weapon, and slowly begins walking down the street towards a blockade of emergency vehicles several blocks away to give himself up. The mob was taunting, prompting the police to shoot him, but he was raising his arms and surrendering to police vehicles. Before all this started, he was interviewed, and he was just there wanting to help. And in the middle of the interview, he broke off the interview and went and helped an EMT. Part of the criminal complaint they've got against him is that he tried to flee the scene. No, they just ignored him. Wisconsin doesn't have a stand-your-ground law, but the circumstances of the shooting show clear self-defense while retreating from a real threat. And members of the mob repeatedly threatened him, and they incited other members to attack him, even to shoot him. Rittenhouse had already been pepper sprayed. He was bludgeoned on the head and pursued over long distances before he made it to law enforcement officers. He had to fight to get there to give up. And he only fired at active threats within striking range, even managing to shoot his final assailant in the arm, which was holding a handgun, after the assailant pretended to surrender. They're calling him a vigilante, but that's not what he was. He was in a full-on disparity of force situation. He's been charged with first-degree homicide, and if this actually sticks, that will be an indictment against our judicial system, the voters, and a mortal blow to the Second Amendment. This kid was chanting BLM slogans. He was doing the hand gestures, and he offered them medical assistance. All that he was doing during the protest, and that did not save him from their violence or being called a white supremacist online. So despite all the genuflecting he was trying to do, that appeasement failed to save him. His weapon did. His weapon and his using the weapon did. And every American should look at that, and now they understand why we have guns. He didn't go out there to get some. He went out there to protect them, and they attacked him for simply existing when they wanted to loot. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go! Webster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. See, a lot of politicians out there on the left and the mainstream, fake stream media persist in gaslighting Americans about widespread violence and looting in America. Buildings will be burning in the background. You'll hear people screaming, gunshots, people running in the background. There will be this, this fake stream media operative standing there behind that, in front of that backdrop going, well, this is just a peaceful protest. Then you got people like Gerald Nadler, Democrat, out of New York, in the House. He claims the violence, which has been going on in Portland for more than 80 days, that means they've declared a riot every night for 80 days plus, and elsewhere. He claims all that's just a myth. Now, a lot of people I know agree with me that there is more political and opportunistic violence coming. When Trump wins on November 3rd, I'm thinking there's going to be much more widespread violence, and it's going to be both in commercial areas and in residential neighborhoods as well, and even outside of the big cities. And we got a taste of this after the very coordinated response we got out of the death of George Floyd. It's almost like somebody was waiting for something like that to happen. And now we've got Kenosha and other cities in Wisconsin that are enduring civil unrest by those who have some really serious revolutionary zeal. And the violent mobs are evolving. They're graduating. They're getting away from attacks on commercial and government buildings, and now they're going to confront motorists. And in some of these areas where they, like, you know, they're moving into residential areas because they're not being met with aggressive law enforcement. Because every time something happens within law enforcement, that's another reason to do something. The other day in Minneapolis, we had another eruption of violence because a criminal being sought by police committed suicide. He gets shot by the cops. He killed himself. Time for more violence. These guys are moving into residential areas. They're going to terrorize residents in otherwise peaceful neighborhoods. They're hitting cities big and small. So in other words, in most places, in all places, in any place, this revolution can find innocent, unsuspecting people, even if they ordinarily seek to avoid it. Then you got people like Sean King, whose parents are white, and somehow he's black, on Twitter. I'm not going to call for peace. We've tried peace for years. Y'all don't understand that language. We're calling for a complete dismantling of American policing. It's not broken. It was built to work this way. And mayhem is the consequence. You earned it. There's a lot of things I could say to that, Sean. There's a lot of examples I could point out to you about that earning part of it. Now, my question to you is, you have 2 months until the election to take some sort of prudent steps to protect yourself, your home, your family. The time to do that, well, if you're like me, you've had this stuff around for years. If you have nothing, you have time to do this. But you got to do it now. So the first thing you need to think about is getting guns and ammo to go with the guns that fits in the guns. Remember, the first cardinal rule of winning a gunfight is to not be there. But if you got a bunch of thugs wanting to cancel you with a personal touch, the second rule is to show up at that party with a gun. If you can legally carry it every day, everywhere. If you can't carry it to work, have one in the car. An old timer, which I guess that would be somebody my age, will tell you that if you have to participate in a gun battle, a handgun is what you use to fight your way to a long gun. The handgun is a very weak substitute for a long gun. We didn't get to be old timers because we're stupid. So along in your kit, maybe having a defensive rifle, a shotgun, along with a suitable ammunition and sling complement would be a good thing to go with. Once you've got your gear out there, and I know ammunition is scarce and everything, take it out and test drive it. Test drive your setup. Test drive the, you know, if you've got armor with pouches, if you've got a tactical vest, are you able to intuitively get to everything and nothing is hard to get to, because you can't have it hard to get to. You want to do this prior to actually putting it on for the first time, right? If the first time you put it on is when, oh gosh, there's trouble outside, well, that's a little late too. So you got to try that. You got to get into that. Self-defense insurance. You've heard, I've had many sponsors in the past with that. Go get something like that because you may need it. Do you know your neighbors? Have you got a relationship with your neighbors? Do you have your neighbor's phone number? Look into that. Armor, soft or hard, you know, pistol or rifle, that's what it boils down to. I have rifle plates and I have pistol soft armor. Get something. Get enough for everybody in the family. Yes, I know all this costs. Training. You can never have too much training. You might want to think about video surveillance as well. But the most important part is, even if you haven't sought out a lot of training and don't have armor, insurance, or good neighbors, you can decide in your head that you're just simply not going to give up. And that will go a long way to surviving a violent attack. So the bottom line is, you have about 2 months before the election and the violence is going to follow nationwide. And with a little preparation, you can help turn a potentially life-threatening situation into a manageable inconvenience for you and your loved ones. But get ready and be prepared to defend your home and business from the revolutionaries who want to destroy and burn everything to the ground just because it exists. Because it is most certainly coming. It's not a question now of if, and it's not even a question of when. The only question now is, are you going to be prepared for it? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A large rally in the nation's capital is putting a spotlight on racial injustice and inequality. The event in March taking place at the Lincoln Memorial.
You know, we need to obey the law. I'm black. And she said, look, black people stick together. When I was walking last night in Washington, D.C. and others, I was black. Why was I attacked by blacks? And those black women who were supposed to support black men, their mouths were far more vicious. and far more filthy than the men who, black men who were making those comments.
Georgia State Representative Vernon Jones speaking there on Fox News. The Democratic-led House Foreign Affairs Committee is launching contempt proceedings against Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for what it says is his repeated refusal to cooperate with the committee's investigations. New York Democrat Elliot Engel chairs that committee. This is USA Radio News. With a recap of President Trump's acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Joe Biden is weak.
President Trump taking direct aim last night at Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden.
He takes his marching orders from liberal hypocrites who drive their cities into the ground while fleeing far from the scene of the wreckage.
An angry mob of demonstrators in Washington, D.C. surrounded Kentucky Senator Rand Paul and other lawmakers as they were leaving the White House on Thursday night. Paul telling Fox News the FBI needs to investigate how all these people got to Washington, D.C.
My feeling is that there is interstate criminal traffic being paid for across state lines, but you won't know it unless you arrest them. Otherwise, you just think, oh, these are the, you know, some normal hoodlums from a big city.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. So then, this past Wednesday afternoon, the president announced that Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers had a change of heart, and now it's okay with him to send some federal law enforcement into Kenosha, Wisconsin. Because they've had three long nights of increasing violence stemming after the shooting of Jacob Blake by local police officers this past weekend. My hope would be that the presence of federal law enforcement there, if they are serious and if they are aggressive and if they are steadfast, and this is what it's going to take. Because these guys are emboldened. There has never been a point in my life, right? And I'm talking about when I was in my 20s, my 30s, when I was very able-bodied, very capable, had all the capacity you could possibly want. You know, I was in the active duty military, all this other stuff. There's never been a day when I, as an unarmed person, would go after a person with a gun, armed only with a skateboard. Never. I have a very healthy respect for what a firearm can do. So it's going to take a degree of counter violence to get these guys to stop. There are going to be more of them shot. They're probably going to shoot a few of us. And when I say us, I'm just talking about people who simply want to live their life, work, take care of their family, defend, you know, all this stuff. I'm not talking about, okay, it's us versus them. We're all Americans. They don't believe it. They prove it to me all the time. Whenever they do set out to prove it to you, just, you know, feel free to believe them. Now, prior to this, though, this is the thing. This is the build-up to this. I'm talking this way. Up till now, you've had all these leftist media idiots out there going, well, of course, they're simply expressing their voice. They're just using their voice to express their dismay at the way things go, the systemic this, the that. Well, one thing about that, and you always hear me talking about polls. Polls are something that I don't believe in. I don't trust them. And you shouldn't trust them. But the Democrats trust them because they're the ones out there actually driving them, saying, okay, this I want this poll and I want this result out of the poll. So, and then we're going to publish it. I want Joe Biden ahead by 90 points. That kind of thing. Well, they decided to publish a poll because part of the thing with this violence is that, like Charlottesville, they've been trying to hang this violence on Trump. Now, Charlottesville was the responsibility of Virginia. Trump never had a dog in that fight. I, as a small government conservative, am glad that there was no dog in the fight from the feds, because there shouldn't be. But they tried to hang that one around his neck. And the polls worked for them. Apparently they've done a poll, and they've looked at a poll, and well, now all this violence that's going on all over the country is being hung around the necks of the entire Democratic Party. And now you've got Don Piercing Lemon and Chris Frito Cuomo getting on TV saying this rioting has got to stop. It's showing up in the polling. It's showing up in focus groups. Which makes me ask a question. It's almost like as long as they thought that the riots and the looting and the arson and the unrest could be pinned on Trump, well, all that violence was okay. But the voters... And for all of you that get out there and you worry so much about, well, the Democrats got this money and they're going to do this and this. Voters make all of these, all the stuff, they make all of them nervous. Right now, the Democrats are just about getting ready to panic. Because if you have a pile of excrement and you pay $2 billion to advertise that pile of excrement, at the end of the day, what you have is a very well-known pile of excrement. There's just only so many things money can do. Money buys advertising and it pays staffs. That's what it does. Doesn't buy votes. Michael Bloomberg can only guarantee one vote with all the money he spends, and that's his. Same with George Soros. Now, George Soros is paying for violence. Rand Paul got it right. He knows what he's talking about. The voters are pinning the blame on the Democrats in charge of the cities where all this is happening. So now, all of a sudden, when everybody was out there saying, well, of course, this is what happens when you have this president in charge. Most of the places where all this is happening is run by Democrats. Oregon Governor Tate Brown, who's taken a decidedly hands-off approach in the nightly riots in Portland, decided to get tough on Twitter. On Twitter, she said, let me be clear. It's time for the violence and the vandalism day, and so Portland can focus on the important work to be done to achieve real change for racial justice. Those who have committed acts of violence will be held accountable. Unleash the police. Let them go out there and quell the riot. Don't watch them do it. Let them do their work. all of you mealy-mouthed snowflakes, watching professionals do what they have to do, violent professionals, guys that get paid to run guns and keep order, watching them work is going to make your snow melt, snowflakes. So don't get around there. Mary Laurie Lightfoot, she's getting out there putting up barricades at the Gold Coast because they dared to come around her house. So whether or not you like Trump, at least his position has been clear and consistent since the rioting began in Minneapolis in early June. Peaceful protest is fine. Property destruction and political violence is not. For the left, the unrest, I think they think it was a good thing until they realize it was hurting the Biden-Harris campaign. And that's the thing that should make you pause. It was okay as long as the agenda was being served. But as soon as it begins to hurt the Biden-Harris campaign, you know, it wasn't the burned out businesses. It wasn't the assaults and the shootings. It was. If the polls were showing that the violence and the unrest in these Democrat-controlled cities were hurting the Trump campaign, if that's what the poll was showing, they'd still be calling for compassion and understanding for all the looters and the arsonists and the agitators and the killers. This is a craven and calculated political response, and it's so blatant, a lot of you are going to see right through this. Right now, the way they have things going, your business could go up in flames, your neighborhood could be targeted after midnight, marches and demands for you to vacate your homes. But if Joe Biden's polls numbers take a hit, now it's time to crank down on everything. We're on to your little game, Democrats. We know what you are about. You're about to find out what we are about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Back in 650 BC, there was a cat named Archilochus, and he said, "We don't rise to the level of our expectations. We fall to the level of our training." And if you look at everything that's been going on over the past few months, the shocking videos where drivers are getting surrounded by violent mobs of people, armed with blunt instruments, firearms. You've seen citizens that have been pulled out of their vehicles and savagely beaten. In Atlanta, a 911 call surfaced from a mom trapped in her car with a small child inside. They were black, rioters hitting her windows and climbing on top of her vehicle. In the chilling audio recording, the emergency operator tells her, "We can't do anything." And I don't really know what the point of this was, but she said, "We would suggest you call up City Hall to let them know about your frustrations." It sounds almost like the phone call I made when a place where I used to buy coffee did away with the a certain brand of sparkling water that I really liked. When I called and actually asked them why they did it, they said, "Well, we're sorry you feel that way, but thanks for sharing your frustrations." A little girl was shot in that car. I believe she was 5 or 6. Their forward progress was arrested by demonstrators. We have one flaw as human beings that I see, okay? We have one flaw. Built into us is this roadblock mentally to harming one another. Some of you are right now going, "Well, Bill, that's not really bad, is it?" No, it isn't bad unless you need to be utterly ruthless. Like in the case of this car being surrounded, tap the gas. No, don't tap the gas. Stomp the gas. See, if you haven't noticed, Kyle Rittenhouse knows this. When seconds count, the police are only minutes away or blocks away. So if they do arrive, it's going to be after the fact. Despite their very best efforts and intentions, police respond to criminal activity. They're not going to be there beforehand to defend you from a violent attack. And that's in the best of times. In the meantime, you've got politicians that are being protected by 24/7 taxpayer-funded armed security details who also, ironically, want to defund the police and take your guns all at the same time. The height of hypocrisy. And the rest of us need to stand ready. Because, guess what? You may be the reaction force. All of you walking around today, no matter what your social strata, your economic status, whatever it is, you're all walking around, we all walk around with the same gift, and that's the gift of life, the most sacred of gifts. As citizens, it is our responsibility to protect ourselves and the lives of our loved ones. And in fact, that's our primary obligation. You're obligated to your family, to the people who love you, the people who know you, the people who like you, to be around. So what do you do if you turn a corner and find yourself confronting an angry, violent mob? If you're in the car, do you have anybody else in the car with you that you're responsible for? If your spouse is your spouse in the car? Is he or she armed? Are they trained? Do you have a baby in a child seat? Do you have two kids in a child seat? Violent mob was recently caught on video blocking a Northern California freeway, moving from vehicle to vehicle, smashing car windows as they went. I can tell you categorically, if they had come to my car and tried to smash my windows, I would have been helping them, but I would have been shooting out in their direction. Categorically, I would do that, because now they're coming for me, and they're coming for you, and they're coming for whoever else is in my car. And that's just not going to happen. So if you find yourself the target of a mob, stay in your vehicle. Make sure the windows are up. Make sure the doors are locked. The windows are going to give you a level of protection for a minute, but not from everything. But your vehicle is a weapon that you're wearing. You're in the car. That's a weapon. If you can't avoid a violent encounter, then you fight. I mean, if you're like me, I've got a beautiful black-on-black-on-black Ford Explorer. It's a police interceptor. I love that car. If I get into a fight, I will sacrifice that thing in a heartbeat. That's why I have insurance. I will run it until it won't run again. If it doesn't look right when you come into a situation, if you go into a place and it doesn't look right, if there's stuff burning in the middle of the street or something, trust your instincts. Trust that sixth sense that kept people alive for generations. This means that you do have to pull your head out of your phone and you have to pay attention. And if something doesn't look right, turn around and get out of there. If you are on foot, run. If you're like me, walk fast. But also understand that being aware will only get you so far, and it is possible to be aware of your imminent demise. You may be conscious of that as you're looking around assessing the situation. So you need to be ready for the worst case, and you need to be prepared to take action. And you need to be ready to fight. If you're going to contemplate the morality or ethics of defending your life, just remember that if you were to suddenly appear out of thin air and you were violently attacked by another person or group of people, you would not need to have a piece of paper giving you permission to defend yourself. Tullia Cicero wrote, "There exists a law inborn in our hearts by natural intuition. If our lives are endangered by plots or violence or armed robbers or enemies, any and every method of protecting ourselves is morally right." And if life is the most precious of gifts, then defending it is as natural as breathing. Defense of life is a God-given right, a natural one. It's not given by a government, and that means it can't be taken away. It's only codified in the Bill of Rights. It's confirmed in the Bill of Rights. People started buying guns when COVID started. Right now, all around you, you've got so many veterans around you that the global war on terror means there's a lot of guys out there who have a passing familiarity with handling weapons. You've got highly trained veterans with extensive combat experience. There's trainers out there. Police officers that are leaving the police department. They're opening up schools to train people. It's out there. You just got to go look for it. The coronavirus, compounded by a season of violent riots and lootings, has resulted in an uptick in weapon sales. But one thing you got to remember about us, it's only been for the briefest of moments that we've been able to outsource certain skills to other people. We've got grocery stores full of food and paid police departments. That's a fairly recent phenomenon. Up to this point, we had to do for ourselves. Well, we're back in that situation now. We're back in that situation. People like me, people that came after me, we're all very prepared for this. Up to this point, we would have been called paranoid. I want to be left in peace, and I want to pursue my dream, and I want to raise my family or live with my family. And if you run into me and you try to take my life, you had better bring your A game. The purpose of fighting is to win. There's no possible victory in defense. You got to win. The sword is more important than the shield, and the skill is more important than either. And the final weapon is the brain. Everything else is supplemental. Put that in your consciousness. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.